We heard earlier about the contentious U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania. Now let's move to West Virginia's gubernatorial race. Billionaire coal operator and candidate Jim Justice's companies owe more than $12 million in county, state, and federal taxes. That's according to a review of records by NPR and the Ohio Valley Resource. Justice's companies also owe over $2 million in delinquent fines for mine safety violations, the most of any coal operator in the country, and have left mine lands in dangerous condition. Benny Becker of Ohio Valley Resource reports from Eastern Kentucky, where officials and residents are dealing with the debts and damaged land that Justice has left behind.
Jim Justice is West Virginia's Democratic candidate for governor, and according to Forbes, he's also the wealthiest person in the state. Here's how he describes himself in a recent TV ad.
I'm a businessman, not a politician. I'm a coal man.
Justice has taken criticism for his business practices and for failing to pay his bills. Back in April, the Charleston Gazette-Mail reported that Jim Justice owed at least $3.9 million in overdue property taxes to six West Virginia counties. Justice quickly committed to paying off all of those taxes.
Every single tax obligation that I have in West Virginia will be paid before the end of the month of April.
That month, Justice did pay down a lot of the property taxes he owed to counties in West Virginia, but the review of records by NPR and The Resource found his payments covered only a fraction of the back taxes that he owes. He still owes $3.7 million in West Virginia state taxes, all from before the promise he made in April. Justice's companies also owe more than $3 million in overdue federal taxes, and Justice also owes large amounts of taxes to counties outside West Virginia, mostly in an area that has some of the country's highest poverty rates and could really use the money.
All of Eastern Kentucky is in a financial crisis.
That's Zach Weinberg, the top elected official in Knott County, Kentucky. His county has been among the hardest hit by the coal industry's recent struggles and the shrinking tax base that goes with it.
We used to have a $20 million budget in the heyday of 09 and 10. It's a $10 million budget now.
And it's not just taxes. Justice's companies are more than $2 million behind in paying mine safety fines, and they've also been cited for environmental problems. Justice recently agreed to a nearly $6 million settlement with state and federal agencies for water pollution violations. And in Kentucky, state officials took Justice to court for failing to restore his company's mine lands. There's been steady progress since then, but Justice's companies still have a lot more reclamation work to do, and some unreclaimed mines have already caused serious damage. Bevins Branch is a Justice-owned surface mine in Pike County, Kentucky. The deadline for reclaiming the mine was July 2015, but little had been done by the night of June 3, 2016, when a heavy rain fell on the abandoned mine site and turned this little stream you're hearing into a flood of debris.
It was a total disaster.
It was like a bomb went off. A two-minute period, all you could see was a wall of water, rock, trees, dirt, and everything that washed from the mine site.
That's Molly Smith and Chad Keene. Their road was washed away, so the couple and all of their neighbors up the road had no way out.
We were stuck up here. The water still hadn't went down at daylight.
Keene and Smith told me they were really unhappy with how the company responded.
The mines at first denied that they had any wrongdoing. I said, well, it don't rain rocks and trees and that much dirt from the sky.
There was a second stream of mud and debris rushing down the mountain that night. Laura and Elvis Thacker say it flooded their property just 10 minutes after the rain started.
The water came so fast that our cats drowned.
Up underneath, it knocked blocks and stuff out, and it's molded the whole inside the house. It seeped through the walls. It was $148,000 worth of damage.
The Thackers told me that Justice's company had offered them some money, but not nearly enough to get back to the stable situation they'd been working toward for years.
He lost a coal job 7 years ago. After that, we lost his truck,
we
lost my Kia.
Keep everything we got.
I worked two jobs, he worked two jobs. We just recently got to where we only had to work one apiece. We've lost everything, and we're going to have to start all over.
The couple is now talking to a lawyer, trying to get Justice and his company to take responsibility and pay for the damage. The company fixed the ditch that breached about a month after the flood, but there is still outstanding reclamation issues on that mine site, and it's still a cause for concern.
We don't sleep when it rains. If it's raining, we make sure that somebody's awake all the time just in case that happens again.
You always worry when the next one's going to break, and you always just live in fear.
Jim Justice and his team didn't respond to our interview requests, but here's how Justice defended the delays during a primary debate back in April.
Jim Justice has never bankrupted any company. It would have been an easy way. Just shut the doors. Let everybody get stuck. I didn't do it. I promise you that every single obligation that I ever have will be fulfilled.
Back in Knott County, I asked Judge Weinberg what he thought about that defense.
If they eventually pay it, that's probably true. If they don't pay it, it's not better at all. We know that he could pay it one way or the other.
After NPR and The Resource asked Justice for comment, his companies began making payments on several of their long overdue tax bills, including in Knott County. It's a start, but there's still a lot of money owed, and in many cases, damage has already been done. I'm Benny Becker in Knott County, Kentucky.
That story comes to us by way of Ohio Valley Resource, a public media partnership from Kentucky, West Virginia, and Ohio, covering the region's economic transition. For all of our political reporting from this year's election cycle, head to our website, alleghenyfront.org.